Chigusa desu.
Peter here, Celebrity Survival Phrases number 7, saying goodbye. Today we are here with our JapanesePod101.com celebrity, Chigusa-san.
Konnichiwa. Hello.
It is great to have you. Now this series has you written all over it.
Celebrity.
Celebrity.
Chigusa's C is for celebrity, so... Yeah, no, just kidding.
Chigusa Celebrity Yamaguchi.
Yes.
The middle name.
Middle name, yes.
Chigusa-san, you've met your fair share of celebrities, correct?
A few.
Right?
Yes.
And how much would it benefit them if they knew these phrases when they came to Japan?
Very.
There's only one answer to this. Very. Wow, yeah, really helped them.
Yes.
Essential, right?
Essential, yes, I would say.
Yeah, so we're going to give you some more phrases that you can use when you come here. And again, this is not, we always say celebrities, but this is not limited to celebrities. Like business type situations and formal situations, this Japanese is perfect for this. And again, not just these formal situations. Whenever you want to have a great impression on someone, we have some phrases in here today, especially the goodbye greeting that will just knock some socks off. Chigusa-san, do you have that in Japanese? Knock some socks off?
I don't think so.
Okay, just checking. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
インタビューは以上です。長い時間お疲れ様でした。お疲れ様でした。 実は私はジョニーさんの大ファンなのでお話ができて大感激です。
私もとても楽しかったです。ありがとうございました。それでは日本での滞在を楽しんでください。またお会いできる日を楽しみにしています。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。インタビューは以上です。長い時間お疲れ様でした。お疲れ様でした。
実は私はジョニーさんの大ファンなのでお話ができて大感激です。私もとても楽しかったです。ありがとうございました。それでは日本での滞在を楽しんでください。またお会いできる日を
楽しみにしています。今度は英語が入ります。インタビューは以上です。長い時間お疲れ様でした。Thank
you for your efforts, as it took a while.
お疲れ様でした。Thank
you, as you also worked hard.
実は私はジョニーさんの大ファンなのでお話ができて大感激です。To
tell the truth, I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm really blown away that we had the chance to talk.
私もとても楽しかったです。ありがとうございました。It
was really fun for me too. Thank you very much.
それでは日本での滞在を楽しんでください。Well
then, please enjoy your stay in Japan.
またお会いできる日を楽しみにしています。I'm
looking forward to the day when we can meet again.
So, Chigusa-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
Well, Johnny Depp is really polite.
Really polite.
Really polite.
This is some powerful Japanese that he's throwing out there.
Hmm.
And I can guarantee with this Japanese, one, people are going to have an even better impression of him.
Yes.
I mean, I can't wait till we go through this because this is exciting.
I know. Like, if I were the interviewer, I would love him even more.
Right?
Yes.
So...
So, like, such a good impression, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You don't even have to be Johnny Depp, but if you use this Japanese...
Yes.
You will be loved.
Yes, for sure. And you sound so much smarter, too, right?
Yeah. It really changes you.
Yes.
Forget new clothes. This is what you really want to learn. This is mm-hmm. what you really want to bring with you to Japan.
Yes.
So, what we're going to do here is first take a look at the vocab and phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Chigusa-san, what do we have first?
First, we have 以上.
This is all.
以上. 以上.
Followed by?
お疲れ様。
This is an expression used at the workplace or when someone puts forth an effort. It can be used as a parting greeting or it can be used as regular greeting. We're going to get into this in a bit, but this is a phrase used at the workplace and when someone's doing work. Not necessarily work as in a job, but some kind of physical, something physical or mentally strenuous. Did I cover it all, Shigusa-san?
I think you did. Physical or mentally strenuous. I love how you put it. Yes. It's difficult because there's no like translation for it, you know, like in English. There's no word for it.
Yeah, so when we go through the dialogue, we're going to explain how this is used and why this is used. So just give us a few more minutes. Next we have.
実は.
The truth is.
実は. 実は.
Followed by.
大感激.
Really moved.
大感激. 大感激.
What's the word for moved here? Like emotionally moved?
感激.
To this, we add
大
to the front. So we get
大感激.
Really moved. Next we have
滞在.
Stay.
滞在. 滞在.
It's a very formal expression. Would be used in such cases for an interview. Okay, now what we want to do is take a look at the conversation because inside the conversation is where all the good Japanese is. Are you ready, Chikusa-san?
Yes.
All right, what do we have first?
インタビューは以上です。
That's it for the interview. First we have interview, followed by
以上です。
That's it. So literally, interview, that's it. 以上 is a very useful phrase. You can use it when you're ordering at a restaurant. For example, Chigusa-san, if you're done ordering, you finish up with
以上です。
That's it, to let the other party know that's all that you need. You could use it in a workplace if you're done talking to someone. 以上です。That's it.Briefing's over. Out, out, out. So here the interviewer is saying, that's all. The interview's over. This is followed by
長い時間お疲れ様でした。
For a long time, thank you for your efforts. First we have
長い時間
Long time. Followed by the phrase
お疲れ様でした。
Thank you for your effort. And here, this is like work for Johnny. Chiyusa-san, you know what it's like. Interviews are grilling, right? Lots of questions.
Yeah. Lots of people, they have interviews and interviews and interviews. Like they have like 5 or 6 interviews in a row. So it could be really hectic for people.
Really mentally and physically strenuous.
Yes. I love that phrase, Peter.
So as Johnny has put forth this great effort to recognize this, the interviewer says,
お疲れ様でした。
Now, the next line is the best because...How do you respond to this? And how did Johnny respond to this?
お疲れ様でした。
So he repeated it. Same to you. Thank you for your efforts for the interview. Now, a common place you'll come into contact with this is at the work office. Two people approach the elevator. They see each other. Instead of saying, good afternoon, こんにちは, they say,
お疲れ様です。
Yeah. Thank you for your efforts to this point. Still more to go. This is a phrase used when leaving the office...When someone's putting forth that effort, you can also use it if you go to a barbecue, people are cleaning up, everyone's putting forth that effort. I guess, you know what, there's another factor to it. Usually, not just putting forth physical and mental efforts, but in addition, the fact that you're doing it with other people working towards a common goal would be another factor in it. So he's participating to make the interview go well. The person in the barbecue, they're all working together to clean it up. At the workplace, they're all working together.To have a better result for the company. Huh, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. And one thing is, when the work is over, you say, お疲れ様でした. But when it's not over yet, most people say, お疲れ様です.
So there is that definition with des being the non-past mm-hmm. and でした being the past.
Yes.
So you have to be a little bit careful there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's just break this phrase down for everybody.
お疲れ様でした。お疲れ様でした。
Okay, next we have.
実は私はジョニーさんの大ファンなのでお話ができて大感激です。
The truth is, I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan. And the fact that we could talk, I'm ecstatic. All right, let's just back this up and go over it one more time slowly. First we have...
実は...
The truth is, followed by...
私は...
I am...
ジョニーさんの...
Johnny's...
大ファンなので...
Big fan, because... Now, let's just go over big fan. That is...
大ファン。
Fan, we covered in a previous one, and to make it big, we just add the 大. So, 大ファンです。So if you ever met Chigusa, Celebrity Yamaguchi, you could say, Chigusa-san, 大ファンです。
Anytime.
Anytime. Then we have because, なので, followed by,
お話ができて大感激です。
Because we could talk, I'm so moved. The first part is, お話ができて, that we were able to talk, 大感激です。I'm very moved. So...Johnny responds to this with,
私もとても楽しかったです。
I had a really good time too. Now, Johnny's Japanese is getting a lot better because in the last one, I don't know if he would have got this. So Johnny's getting pretty good here. But what you can focus on, don't worry about so much the previous sentence because the grammar in there is pretty tough. You got to check the PDF for that. But this sentence here, it was also fun for me. You can use in a lot of situations if you have a meal together. Right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
What other cases? Maybe you go out with somebody, you can say?
私もとても楽しかったです。
It was really fun for me too.、Mm. The first part we have?
私も。
私 being I, the pronoun for, the personal pronoun for I. Then we have next, も, which means also. Next we have?
とても。
Very?
楽しかったです。
Was fun. I also, very fun. It was also very fun for me.Then we have?
ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much. And this is the most polite way to say it. One more time, Chigusa-san.
ありがとうございました。
Very polite. Followed by?
それでは、日本での滞在を楽しんでください。
All right then. Have a great time in Japan. And again, Japanese in this sentence is a little complex. Let's focus on Johnny's answer, which comes next.
またお会いできる日を楽しみにしています。
Chigusa-san.Before I even mention what this means, just hearing it, I'm kind of like, wow.
You want me to slow down?
No, it's just such nice Japanese. Mm. So, like...
Intelligent and polite and sincere and loving.
All those things.
I know.
So, yeah, let's hear it one more time. Because if you memorize this, just go around to random people and watch the expression on their face. If you say this to them, imagine if you're a cashier and you hear somebody say this to you.So one more time, nice and slow.
またお会いできる日を楽しみにしています。
I'm looking forward to the day we can meet again.
So romantic.
Right? It's like... Oh, I don't even know what to say. Thank you for explaining it, Chigusa-san. I'm a little flustered here.
Now Peter's getting red.
Just
very
so,
nice phrase. Yes.
What is that word I'm looking for? That code of chivalry or something mm-hmm. just...
Beyond expression.
Yeah, I think romantic was the best one for it. Mm-hmm. So let's just break down a bit. First we have...
また.
Again. Followed by...
お会いできる.
To meet, can. Again, meet, able, can.
日を.
Day. And then we have the object marker, を. So, literally, again, meet, can they, followed by?
楽しみにしています。
This is a set phrase meaning I'm looking forward to. So, anytime someone tells you something that you'd be looking forward to in Japanese, you could say, 楽しみにしています。Anytime you're talking with a Japanese person, they say something that you're going to do together, and you're looking forward to it, you can say?
楽しみにしています。
Okay, and we'll have that inside the PDF. So, I'm looking forward to using this phrase.
Yeah! You can use it right away.
Chigusa-san, mata o ai suru hi wo tanoshimi ni shite imasu.
Yes, and you can even say to the listeners, mata JapanesePod101.com de o ai dekiru hi wo tanoshimi ni shite imasu.
Can we have it one more time?
Minasan ni mata o ai dekiru hi wo tanoshimi ni shite imasu.
Very nice. All right, that is going to do for today.
Mata ne!